Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought to you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computation and Language category of May 28, 2020. Do you know that ostriches stick their heads in the sand to look for water? Today's Archive Star of Computation and Language goes to, and SU, for publishing three papers in a single day. Today, we have selected 5 papers out of 21 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Li-Cheng Zhao, professor of Zhejiang University, a EEE fellow.
Paper title:
Counterfactual Detection Meets Transfer Learning.
Authored by
Kelechin Weik and Li-Cheng Zhao.
Paper abstract:
We can consider counterfactuals as belonging in the domain of discourse structure and semantics, a core area in natural language understanding, and in this paper, we introduce an approach to resolving counterfactual detection as well as the indexing of the antecedents and consequence of counterfactual statements. While transfer learning is already being applied to several NLP tasks, it has the characteristics to excel in a novel number of tasks. We show that detecting counterfactuals is a straightforward binary classification task that can be implemented with minimal adaptation on already existing model architectures, thanks to a well-annotated training data set, and we introduce a new end-to-end pipeline to process antecedents and consequences as an entity recognition task, thus adapting them into token classification.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Chris Dyer, DeepMind, Carnegie Mellon, and Phil Blunsum, DeepMind, and Oxford University.
Paper title:
Syntactic Structure Distillation Pretraining for Bidirectional Encoders.
Authored by
Atiguna Kunkoro, Lingping Kong, Daniel Fried, Danny Yogatama, Laura Reimel, Chris Dyer, and Phil Blunsum.
Paper abstract:
Textual representation learners trained on large amounts of data have achieved notable success on downstream tasks. Intriguingly, they have also performed well on challenging tests of syntactic competence. Given this success, it remains an open question whether scalable learners like BERT can become fully proficient in the syntax of natural language by virtue of data scale alone, or whether they still benefit from more explicit syntactic biases. To answer this question, we introduce a knowledge distillation strategy for injecting syntactic biases into BERT pretraining by distilling the syntactically informative predictions of a hierarchical, albeit harder to scale, syntactic language model. Since BERT models masked words in bidirectional context, we propose to distill the approximate marginal distribution over words in context from the syntactic LM. Our approach reduces relative error by 2-21% on a diverse set of structured prediction tasks, although we obtain mixed results on the GLU benchmark. Our findings demonstrate the benefits of syntactic biases, even in representation learners that exploit large amounts of data, and contribute to a better understanding of where syntactic biases are most helpful in benchmarks of natural language understanding. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Timothy Baldwin, Professor, School of Computing and Information Systems, the University of Melbourne.
Paper title:
Give Me Convenience and Give Her Death, Who Should Decide What Uses of NLP Are Appropriate, and on What Basis?
Authored by
Kobe Lines, Jehan Lau, and Timothy Baldwin.
Paper abstract:
As part of growing NLP capabilities, coupled with an awareness of the ethical dimensions of research, questions have been raised about whether particular datasets and tasks should be deemed off-limits for NLP research. We examine this question with respect to a paper on automatic legal sentencing from 2019, which was a source of some debate, in asking whether the paper should have been allowed to be published, who should have been charged with making such a decision, and on what basis. We focus in particular on the role of data statements in ethically assessing research, but also discuss the topic of dual use, and examine the outcomes of similar debates in other scientific disciplines. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Stephen Gould, Australian National University, and Yutaka Matsuo, Professor, University of Tokyo.
Paper title:
A Multimodal Approach to Fine-Grained Opinion Mining on Video Reviews.
Authored by
Edison Marese Taylor, Christian Rodriguez Opazo, Jorge A. Balaj, Stephen Gould, and Yutaka Matsuo.
Paper abstract:
Despite the recent advances in opinion mining for written reviews, few works have tackled the problem on other sources of reviews. In light of this issue, we propose a multimodal approach for mining fine-grained opinions from video reviews that is able to determine the aspects of the item under review that are being discussed and the sentiment orientation towards them. Our approach works at the sentence level without the need for time annotations and uses features derived from the audio, video, and language transcriptions of its contents. We evaluate our approach on 2 datasets and show that leveraging the video and audio modalities consistently provides increased performance over text-only baselines, providing evidence these extra modalities are key in better understanding video reviews. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jiliang Tang, Michigan State University.
Paper title:
Chat as Expected, Learning to Manipulate Black Box Neural Dialogue Models.
Authored by
Haochen Lu, Zhiwei Wang, Tyler Dare, and Jiliang Tang.
Paper abstract:
Recently, neural network-based dialogue systems have become ubiquitous in our increasingly digitalized society. However, due to their inherent opaqueness, some recently raised concerns about using neural models are starting to be taken seriously. In fact, intentional or unintentional behaviors could lead to a dialogue system to generate inappropriate responses. Thus, in this paper, we investigate whether we can learn to craft input sentences that result in a black box neural dialogue model being manipulated into having its outputs contain target words or match target sentences. We propose a reinforcement learning-based model that can generate such desired inputs automatically. Extensive experiments on a popular well-trained state-of-the-art neural dialogue model show that our method can successfully seek out desired inputs that lead to the target outputs in a considerable portion of cases. Consequently, our work reveals the potential of neural dialogue models to be manipulated, which inspires and opens the door towards developing strategies to defend them. This sounds pretty awesome.